of 6 o'clock here at our studio, 64 degrees, and I have with me Coach Grebin. Coach Jeff Grebin with me this week. How are you, Coach?
Great, great. Good morning.
How's it good? You got your workout in this morning?
Yes.
Have you really? Yep. You've already been to the gym and got her done, huh?
Not to the gym.
Okay.
No, to the church.
All right. Well, yep. There you yep. go. All right. So. How are things going? How was summer?
Summer was busy. This is probably the busiest summer I've had in my career, really. I mean, with the weight room every single morning and just being involved with basketball and football, and there's just activities. And so every day it was, you know, you're there by 5:45, 6 o'clock, and you're out of there at noon if you're lucky. It just, you know, with construction, and there's just a lot of things going on.
It was busy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel a whole lot like summer.
Hopefully you slipped
away for a little bit and got some time off.
Yeah, family week was good.
Yeah.
We get out of town and every year and go to some place where there's not much cell phone service. Just good to get away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So are you week zero tonight?
Week zero game tonight. Yep. Red Oaks got the same. And so that's,
Are you ready to go? Got your game plan put in? The thing about this, you really don't know, like, there's no game film. There's no...
No film. We just have last year's team. So, a year ago, we were in the same boat, week zero, and an opponent we've never seen before, at least in 20 years. And so, we just got to worry, focus on ourselves. That's the only thing we can control. And then they show up, we'll figure out what... Mm-hmm. Learn what they have and make adjustments as we go.
That's all you can do, right?
That's all we can do.
So you mentioned the weight room. How has the... Tell me the buy-in and the weight room, how it's been this summer.
Summer's been fantastic. We've had pretty good numbers, both the boys and the girls, throughout the summer. And then as we head into the fall here, hopefully that will continue. I know there's different encouragement incentives by different coaches, and so it continues and others tail off. And we've just got a really good group of kids that are working hard.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got Essex athletes come up for football, and so they join us. And our energy's been really good. That's kind of where we start, and then you go to practice.
I think so much happens in the weight room. You can make such improvement in the weight room.
Yeah, get some confidence.
I mean, not only
excitement.
You're stronger, but I think you're less prone to injury. I think it builds confidence. I just think there are very few negatives that come along with that.
I can't think of many.
I mean, it's just a lot of good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. All right.
We were fortunate last year. We made it. I mean, roster of 14 boys, and it was.
That's remarkable.
So this year we're hoping to do the same thing. I mean, we're kind of in the same boat. We don't have. I mean, the depth is still a challenge, and we're young. I mean, half of our team are freshmen, so exactly 11. So.
Yeah. Hey, I had someone tell me the other day that you're putting turf down with this new construction project at the field.
Some turf down.
Yeah, you have a turf field at Stanton.
Well, it's natural turf. It's pretty wet right now.
Yeah.
No, and it's green. It's growing like crazy.
Boy, isn't it, though.
Pretty wet August.
Whoa. It is growing like crazy. So, all right. Here we go. You ready, Mr.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about FCCLA. Now, school starts Monday, officially, right?
Yes.
But we have some things to talk about here. You have a game tonight we'll get to. But FCCLA, talk to me about FCCLA.
Let's see. The FCCLA is going to have their first blood drive of the year on Wednesday, September 16th. So on the 16th, it'll run from 9 to 3 in the Viking Center.
Okay.
So donors can sign up online at the American Red Cross website or by calling the school. And let's see. I would ask for Mrs. Lori Burton. And she said she would return their call if they need to schedule something over the phone. So that, just call the high school number. I think we've got two phones working right now. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of wires getting cut over the summer.
Yeah.
There's been some challenges. But the phone situation, they're updating all the communication within the building. And so.
Good deal.
The numbers are still the same.
You know what's good about that? And I don't know for sure. I may be speaking out of turn here. If this is wrong, it's my fault. But I know that in the past with those blood drives, there are scholarship dollars that come along with a lot of that.
Yeah,
too.
They have a lot of students that help, people. And
not only are you helping people with blood,
right?
The gift of life, right? So
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good deal.
It's a good experience for the kids. They got to get on the phone and actually call people and try to round up appointments. And
Let's look back to last year a little bit. Yearbooks. Pick up your yearbook.
Yeah, the yearbooks are in. So Mrs. Carpenter said they'll be handing them out the first day of school. So next Monday, the kids will return to school, and the dust will be somewhat still probably in the air, and yearbooks will be there. So hopefully yearbooks are stored in a box. They're dry. Or, you know, everything's dusty. It's incredible. They've got, I know the construction crew's got, they've hired a company to come in, and they've been wiping stuff down all this week, and
yeah.
But they're still working, so there's just it's amazing.
Dust is everywhere. Yeah, that's the way it works.
They've been busy.
So pick up your – that'll be first day of school you'll do that?
Yep, first day of school, pick up the yearbook, and then and Mrs. Carpenter said, you know, if you want to, you can certainly start buying your yearbook for next year already. So the prices are $55. She said they continue to increase throughout the year as you know, time goes on. So.
Your best deal's right at the beginning of the year.
You know, order now.
Just get it. Just go ahead and get it. You know, I moved on from FCCLA. Is there anything else from FCCLA that I went on too fast there? That's it, the blood drive, right?
Yeah, just the blood drive. Yeah, okay. I can't think of anything else. And so, yeah, the Viking Center, you just go in the north entrance, the bottom there by the gym. And you, right there in the gym.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Music Boosters. Let's talk about Music Boosters.
The Music Boosters are hosting a tailgate supper next Friday. So we have a home game this Friday. Tonight, and then next week, Friday, is another home game, and the Music Boosters are going to be hosting a tailgate supper.
On the 28th.
The 28th.
Yeah.
So that's a taco bar, and it's served, you know, just that night of the veterans recognition for that football game. So we're just trying to make it as welcoming as possible. Yeah. And
what time does it start, the tailgate?
The tailgate suppers usually run 5 to 7.
Okay.
So I would tell people they're by 6 o'clock. They're going to hit it pretty good.
There you go.
But at the same time, if you come late, they may run out. That has happened before.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Walking tacos.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to do that. But anyway.
All right.
Yep.
So who do you have that night? Football.
Griswold.
Okay.
So Griswold. I mean, I would say any veterans or families that haven't had a chance to watch an 8-man football game. That Griswold Stanton games are pretty exciting. It usually is a pretty close game and well contested. I mean, it's just, you know, you're close, communities are close. And so we're hoping, you know, that with the veterans, we can recognize those people with a lot of people in the stands.
That's I like those games when you kind of know the
it's
next
going to be,
those are fun games for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the Music Boosters tailgate, and then you alluded to the veterans. So talk to me about the events going on at that game.
So we'd like to recognize veterans in the area, not just a Stanton thing, but just, you know, whether it's Red Oak, Essex, Villisca, just anywhere in the surrounding community, Shenandoah, Clarinda, and obviously Griswold, that's our opponent. So those fans and anybody in their communities that are veterans and have served our country, we'd love to, you know, recognize those people on that evening.
I think we need to recognize those people as much as we can, for
sure. Yeah,
I
just haven't taken charge of doing anything like that in the past. It's been done in the past. It's just that this time, I just feel like it's been a while, so we need to do something like that.
Now, will there be an opportunity? Will there be something through the game that will recognize their veterans, or you just ask them to come out to be recognized?
Yep, so it's, I mean, the details are still being ironed out, but basically, those folks would be recognized, especially like during the national anthem.
Sure.
And then I don't know if they'll do something at halftime. That's something we're
yet
to be seen.
That. Gotcha.
Yep. So they've got the school has one of those big flags that came from D.C. I'm not sure. I can't remember the whole story, but Mr. Hicks was involved with acquiring that. And so he suggested that the teams hold the flag, you know, out on the field and wave it at the national anthem and that kind of thing. And then I'm trying to think here. And so, yeah, the Music Boosters are kicking in. And Mr. Lance he's got elementary kids going to be singing. I mean, it's going to be done right. I mean, it's going to be a lot of little guys, and they can belt it out. Those kids can sing. And so they're going to bring the energy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the football game will be exciting. And
so that'll be a big night. Start with the Music Boosters and the Veterans Recognition. It's Stanton Griswold.
Yep.
Should be a fun evening.
Yeah,
so.
It should be.
Anything else from that? Well, thanks for doing that. I think that's important that we do that sort of thing. So,
we're just hoping we can pack the stadium with a lot of people to really appreciate all that they do for
you. Bet
have done, and continue to. I mean, those people are in our communities and they serve in a lot of roles.
Yeah.
Very important roles.
Absolutely. So that's Veterans Night, a music booster. Again, that's the 28th.
28th, next Friday, a week from tonight.
Blake Griswold.
Yep.
Jeff Grebin with me, Coach Grebin from the Stanton Community School District. Talk to me about construction. You kind of alluded to it there.
Construction.
All the things that go with it. Dust, cut lines, problems here or there, but that's construction works.
And they've got a good manager, I think. What do you call those? The general manager, the guy that oversees everything, the supervisor, has done a really good job of coordinating all the different contractors. Man, that was a tight deadline. I mean, I remember the last day the teachers were there, we emptied classrooms. I mean, it was all hands on deck, and stuff was moved, and now everybody's trying to figure out where it went.
Yeah.
And because rooms have changed, and so, yeah, it's an exciting time. There's just a lot of changes in the football team. Actually, the other night, we had back-to-school night, and so they met at the Viking Center because some of the classrooms, there's still some challenges. So they did it at the Viking Center, and we had to carry all the back to school supplies for the kids, all the backpacks and totes, and it took us about an hour, 45 minutes anyway, hauling stuff into the school, up the stairs, down the halls, and so the football guys were the first ones to kind of
they get recruited
through the hallway, and one of them stops. He goes, "Oh my goodness, look at this room!" And it was the bathroom, but he was just so impressed, and the other guys like, they're just this is really cool, and we're going to keep it this way. That was the attitude, which was really neat. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we encourage that with those guys. They've got to help lead the charge and doing the right things, picking stuff up.
100%. Yep. Okay, so with school starting Monday, it's regular schedule, pick up, drop off, that you're aware of anything weird
I would
going
say,
on there?
I would say the pick up, drop off, the front entry, I don't think that's going to be something they can do. So the Viking Center parking lot is going to be busy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy place. And I'm not sure where the buses may pull up the same way. So there's that alley that runs kind of in between the school and the Viking Center might be very, very busy.
There you go.
And the football guys and the volleyball girls will be out there to welcome everybody in and hopefully help direct traffic.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could, first day of school is kind of chaotic anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works.
There's a lot of firsts.
There's a lot of firsts.
New students.
And excitement and all the stuff. Yep. Throwing a construction project and it kind of really gets
Yeah,
gets
they're going to want to snoop around and look and see what's going on.
Well, all the rooms and everything will be ready to go, right?
The classrooms, not every classroom. There's additional classrooms that are being put together. So that's... I think layer one is having the classrooms ready. So everything will be ready for what we need. We'll be shifting people and moving classrooms throughout the school year. And I think the administrative offices are kind of temporary. They were temporary. The STEM room was neat because I'd be in there in the summer and superintendent's here, principal's here.
Yeah.
You know, it was just everybody's in one room. But now they're kind of scattered.
Yes.
And then by the end of this thing, they'll all be kind of in a main.
Yeah, it'll be really nice when it's done. Yeah, I had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Goot a week or so ago, something like that. And he said, there will be a little, it's shifted a little bit, but that's all going to come together. And all right. So I guess utilize your patience for the pick up and drop off and enjoy it. Know that it's going to be really nice when it's done. So.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. Take your time dropping your children off.
Yeah.
And just everybody's just.
Yeah. Slow down. Have a little patience.
That's right.
It's going to be good.
That's right.
All right. What else do we need to talk to Mr. Grebin? What else is we need to get to? Are you practicing?
Boy.
What are you doing today to get ready for your first game? You don't want me to know that. Maybe.
So we have professional development for the teachers has been going on all week. And with construction, there's certain classrooms they couldn't get into until the last minute. So we've postponed a lot of meetings. I think today is going to be catching up on all those meetings we didn't get in during the week. And it's not a good day for me to be in meetings, but we'll see how that works out. I've got there's a lot of things that need to get done today on the field. I mean, the wet weather has kind of been a challenge too in preparing the field and just having scoreboard working, lights working, all the.
How frequently do you have that issue for August?
It's
usually not the case.
And I asked the custodian, "When you remember in August this wet?" And he goes, "Boy, I can't."
Yeah.
And he's kind of a weather guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's unusual.
Yeah.
We've had nearly 5 inches of rain here at our studios in August.
In August. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're wet right now. We get another half inch of rain today would be a disaster. And I don't know. There was some in the forecast, but maybe there's not some.
I mean, it depends on where you look, but it's for later today. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that it stays.
Before the game, after the game?
Stays elsewhere.
Midnight?
Yeah, after.
After midnight?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds better.
I don't want to be. It changes all the time, Jeff, so you know how it is. Changes like the weather.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be good.
All right.
What time's kickoff?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock kickoff.
All right.
And Seymour.
What do you know about Seymour?
Chiefs.
Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, I tell you what. They're a lot like us in numbers, and they've got 11 guys on their roster is all, and two of them are freshmen. So they're heavy in the junior-senior class.
Okay.
So they're going to be hurting in the next couple of years. So,
but they have that would indicate they have maybe a little experience.
They do. Their core from last year is back, and we struggled. Like I said earlier, we got to focus on us. It's not necessarily them, but they've got some experience coming back, and we had I know it was something like 6 or 8 turnovers and about 60 missed tackles, and we were still in the game. I mean, we just struggled to put the ball in the end zone at the end of the game, and it kind of opened up right at the end, but. This year, you know, I feel like our focus all summer, I mean, we've had a great turnout. We've had good attendance in the weight room and for the football installs, I feel a lot better than where we were last year.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. The kids are excited. They want to get the game going too. And so.
Good deal.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I can tell you're ready to go, Coach.
Yeah, so I am.
Get through your meetings today. And you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, the first one's at 7:30.
Oh, you bet. There you go.
Waste any time today.
Well, you better go grab a coffee. Are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not. Big on the coffee.
Well, you know, someday, Coach Grevin.
Someday. Yeah, I try those energy things. They don't agree with me very good.
Yeah, I can't do those. My energy drink
wound up.
Is black coffee. That's my energy drink right there.
So, black coffee.
That's it.
Yeah, so good for you. It works well for you. It looks bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You're ready to go.
I don't know about that. So anything else, Coach Grubbin? I do appreciate you coming over.
And thanks for letting us come over.
Thanks for visiting with me. But we want to make sure that people are aware. First football game is tonight.
Yep.
Kickoff's at 7. Then next week is kind of you have a whole big
– Yep, for veterans
and the whole thing. So with Chris
Music Wilson. Boosters, tailgate, veterans appreciation, yeah. There should be a great crowd.
School starts Monday.
School Monday. Yeah, it'll be a full week of school. And
yeah, good deal.
Weights continue, all that good stuff.
Do you change that during season at all? Your weight room, like during football season or volleyball season now? Do you have any
alteration? You kind of have an off season, but there's never an off season. Yeah. And we just hit it hard. Last year is the first time we hit it hard. We only had 14 boys and one girl. So we just hit it hard, and we lasted. I mean, you got to be durable, and we just kept pushing it.
Yeah.
You're sore? Well, tough.
Yeah. Durable. That is the word that that you don't know this, but I always preach to my kids, durable. Got to be durable. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, a great place to toughen them up. Good discipline. Get up in the morning. And
yeah, there's a lot to that.
Good lessons in life.
All right, Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
No, thanks for everything you do for our school. I appreciate all the communication you guys get out.
We love to do it. Appreciate it. We'll be watching to see what happens. So thank you much.
Yeah, I'll be excited to see how Red Oak does tonight, too.
I will, too. Yeah. I will, too, as a matter of fact. So, all righty. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Coach Jeff Grubbin with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
It's time for an update of area obituaries and schedule of future.